Tens of thousands of years ago, the Cordilleran Ice Sheet covered the western edge of Canada and parts of Alaska, including the southeast panhandle.
At 17,000 years ago, you can imagine there was a really thick, basically a wall of ice that was covering, we think, most of the region at that time.
That's Aaliyah Lesnick, now a postdoctoral scholar at the University of New Hampshire.
But by 15,000 years ago, most of the region was ice-free. There may have been some small glaciers up on high elevation mountain summits in sort of the inland part of southeast Alaska, east of Ketchikan. But places like Ketchikan and Wrangell, they were all completely ice-free by 15,000 years ago. So it was a pretty dramatic change.
Lesnick was the lead author on a research paper published this year. It was her PhD research through the University at Buffalo, a graduate student-led project with cooperation by the U.S. Forest Service. Researchers used a new method of dating the rock, which measures chemical changes from cosmic radiation. Those changes happen over time as the surface of the rock is exposed to the atmosphere. Lesnick and others used the technique to focus on the western part of this region in findings published in 2018. This latest work looked at the ice retreat farther inland. Another author on the paper, Jason Briner, is a geology professor at the University at Buffalo and Lesnick's advisor on her doctoral studies. He's done other research in southeast Alaska, where the contemporary rainforest vegetation makes it difficult to find the right samples of ancient rock.
It's been a very challenging place to do field work, and for that reason, the history of the Ice Age and the ice sheet fluctuations during the Ice Age historically aren't known very well in southeast Alaska compared to other parts of the world that had ice sheets.
The rock dating technique has allowed scientists to push back dates of the beginning of the ice-free areas in southeast to around 17,000 years. Older ice-free zones have yet to be found, but Briner says they're still looking. Human migration and settlement of the area may have depended on absence of the ice.
We were expecting to see some landscapes that are quite old that would have been available for human migration long ago, even during the Ice Age, and the oldest landscapes we could find dated to about 17,000, and it seems like the ice sheet may have covered all of the southeast Alaska archipelago, although that's a problem we're still working on.
The oldest human remains discovered in the region date back to 10,300 years ago. Those were found in a small cave on Prince of Wales Island in 1996. But because of sea level rise since the end of the Ice Age, traces of the oldest humans in this part of the world may be deep underwater. Animal bones have also been found in that cave from well before and well after the ice sheet may have covered it. Jim Bechtel is forest geologist for the Forest Service on the Tongass National Forest. He and former Tongass employee Alex Lyles also worked on this project.
I think one of the really fun aspects of this research has been when I first moved to southeast Alaska in 1990, everything that was written said we were a blanket of ice to the edge of the continental margin until 10,000 years ago. You know, and this is just the discoveries in the caves and other research and stuff like that has changed that as we move through time. And then this has really pushed it back, saying that, you know, there was exposed land and opening starting at about 17,000 years ago, much, much sooner than we'd thought.
Bechtel is hopeful that not all evidence of ancient human migration is underwater. He thinks there could be sites like Kruzoff Island near Sitka that simply haven't been found. This deep dive into Alaska's geologic past has relevance for the present. Aaliyah Lesnick says southeast glacial history could provide insights into present-day ice caps.
And we had these oscillations between kind of very cold climate states similar to an ice age and warm climate states that are similar to now that were happening every 2,000 years roughly. And the fact that the Cordilleran ice sheet reacted so quickly and so dramatically to one of these warm climate states really highlights that these ice sheets that are in contact with the ocean are very sensitive to climate change. And so that really can help put into context some of the modern changes that we're seeing in places like Antarctica and in Greenland.
And once the ice recedes, colonization by plants and animals begins. Ongoing research in southeast Alaska will tie together that geologic history with the DNA left behind by life forms that moved in soon after. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.